Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Grimsley. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruk hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thome strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lavalier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lavalier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren News on is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. News on is 0 for 2 in the game. News on hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dennis Cook now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Durham steals third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Thomas is walked intentionally. John Kruk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Warren Nuzon. Eric Plunk now pitching. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham bunts in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Tony Peña. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirby moves to second. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. Kirby scores. Berga moves to third. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Tucker now catching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Mesa now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.